Today we're building one of the most useful little weapons in drama and bass production. A warp jungle transition with breakbeat surgery in Ableton Live 12. This is a beginner-friendly workflow, but the result can sound seriously professional. The idea is simple. We'll take a clean breakbeat, warp it tightly to tempo, slice it into playable hits, rearrange it into a jungle-style fill, process it so it punches harder, and then use it as a transition into a drop or a new section. So if you've ever wondered how producers make those drum fills that go from steady groove to chaotic breakbeat burst and then slam straight into the next section, this is that process. First, let's talk about the kind of break you want. For this kind of transition, choose a break with clear kick and snare transients, a bit of ghost note movement, and some natural room texture if possible. Amen-style breaks are classic for this, but any live drum loop with strong character can work. If your break is very clean and dry, that's totally fine. We can add grit later with saturation and drum bus. If it's already dusty and wild, we'll keep the processing a little lighter. Now set your project tempo. For jungle and DNB, I'd start around 170 BPM or 174 BPM if you want that classic jungle feel. Most drum and bass live somewhere in that 170 to 176 zone, so you're in the right neighborhood. Before we slice anything, we need to warp the break properly. Drag the break into an audio track and turn warp on. For drum breaks, beats mode is usually the best starting point. It keeps the transients nice and punchy. In beats mode, preserve transients and keep the transient loop mode off. We are not trying to smear the loop around. We want it tight and controllable. Very important. Line up the first strong kick or snare so it sits right on 1.1.1. You can do that by finding the first solid transient and choosing set 1.1.1 here. That gives you a clean reference point, and it makes slicing way easier later. At this stage, do a quick cleanup pass. Trim silence if there is any, and check for any weird tails or late hits. If one or two hits drift a little, use warp markers to nudge them into place. The key here is not to over-red it every single transient. Jungle works because it has movement and a bit of human unpredictability. If you make it too perfect, it can lose its character. A good habit is to duplicate the break clip now and keep one copy as your original backup. Then you can do the surgery on the duplicate without worrying about losing your source material. Now for the fun part. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For the slice settings, use Slice by Transients and create one slice per transient. That gives you a drum rack with one pad per slice, which is perfect for breakbeat surgery in Ableton. Once the slices are created, open the drum rack and figure out what you've got. Identify the kick slices, snare slices, ghost notes, hat hits, and any interesting texture hits or room sounds. If you want, color code or rename the important ones. That sounds boring, but it helps a lot when you're building fills quickly. Also, if a slice is too quiet, adjust the pad volume or chain volume so it sits properly in the rack. Now we build the actual jungle fill. Open the MIDI clip and start drawing notes. A really simple approach is to keep a strong kick on the downbeat, play snare hits on the backbeats, and then add ghost notes and little bursts between them. The goal isn't to recreate a legendary break pattern exactly. The goal is energy, momentum, and a sense of motion leading into the drop. A nice fill might have a kick on beat 1, a ghost snare shortly after, a strong snare on 2, a hat tick or 2 for movement, another kick or low tom shape around beat 3, and then a snare rush or fast slice barrage at the end of the bar. That last little burst is what really gives the transition that jungle flavor. Now let's make it feel alive. Use small micro edits to create movement. Duplicate a snare hit 2 or 3 times for a quicker roll. Shift one ghost note slightly earlier for a bit of swing. Mute every second hat if things are getting too busy. Repeat a tiny kick snare fragment near the end of the bar to create acceleration. Velocity matters a lot here too. If every hit has the same velocity, the fill can sound robotic. Vary the velocities, especially on ghost notes and repeated slices. That's one of the easiest ways to make the transition feel like a real performance instead of a grid exercise. If the fill feels too stiff, add a little groove. You can use the groove pool or just nudge a few notes manually. Start subtle, maybe around 10 to 25% groove if you're using a groove setting. In drum and bass, too much swing can make the fill lose urgency, so you want a little looseness without losing drive. At this point, the rhythm should already feel good. Now we make it sound modern. Start with EQ8. High pass the break gently somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz to remove unnecessary rumble. If the break sounds boxy, dip a little in the 200 to 400 Hz range. And if the snare needs more crack, A small boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. The big beginner rule here is don't over-EQ the break. You want punch and grime, not a dead drum loop. Next, add drum bus. This is one of the best devices for DNB drum shaping. A good starting point is light to moderate drive, a little crunch if needed, and a careful amount of boom only if the low end really needs it. The transience control is especially useful if you want the break to hit harder. A little push here can make the whole fill feel more aggressive and present. After that, add saturator for grit. You don't need much. A few dB of drive with soft clip on can go a long way. If the break is already angry enough, just use a subtle touch. The purpose is to help the drums cut through a dense bass mix, not to turn them into mush. If the chopped hits still feel disconnected, glue compressor can help the whole thing feel like one performance. Use a moderate ratio, a medium attack, and just enough threshold to get a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That way the slices feel glued together, without crushing all the dynamics. A little space can also make a huge difference. Set up a return track with reverb, and maybe echo if you want more atmosphere. Keep the reverb fairly controlled, with a low cut and a soft high cut. You do not want to wash out the drums, but adding a little reverb to the final snare or last fill hit can make the transition bloom nicely into the next section. Now let's create the actual pickup into the drop. One of the easiest tricks is to reverse a slice before the drop. You can duplicate a hit, reverse it, and place it just before the downbeat. Add a small reverb tail to it and suddenly the drop has a little more drama. You can also use a reverse cymbal, a noise burst, or an impact sound if you want a bigger lead-in. A strong arrangement for this kind of transition often works over four bars. Bar 1 can feel more like the current groove. Bar 2 starts stripping things back a little and introduces the break elements. Bar 3 increases the intensity with more chopped notes and ghost hits. Then bar 4 goes full transition mode with the fill, the reverse pickup, and the impact into the next section. That phrase idea is really important. Think in setup, agitation, and release. A good jungle transition isn't just random chop drums. It's an arc. The energy rises, gets a little unstable, then lands cleanly. Automation helps a ton with that arc. Try automating a filter cutoff on the break bus so the drums open up over time. You can also automate drum bus drive, saturator drive, or the reverb send. A great little move is to keep the drums slightly filtered at first, then open them up over the transition, while increasing the grit a little bit before the drop. That gives you motion, without needing a bunch of extra layers. There are a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't over-warp the break. If you manually correct every little detail, the break loses life. Second, don't slice for the sake of slicing. More slices do not automatically mean a better fill. Start with the kick and snare structure, then add detail. Third, don't forget velocity variation. Repeated same level hits sound flat. Fourth, don't pile on heavy processing too early. Get the pattern working first, then shape the tone. And fifth, always leave space for the drop. If the transition is busy all the way through, the drop has less impact. Contrast is your friend. If you want a darker or heavier DNB vibe, lean into snare cracks, low toms, gritty ghost notes, and short distorted hats. You can also duplicate the break and process one copy heavily as a parallel dirt layer, then blend it underneath the clean version. That's a great way to get thickness without losing clarity. Another strong trick is to resample your result. Once the fill sounds good, record it to audio, then reslice that resampled version and process it lightly again. This often gives you a more cohesive, finished sound. Here's a good beginner exercise you can try right after this lesson. Load a breakbeat at 174 BPM. Warp it in beats mode. Slice it to a new MIDI track. Build a two-bar transition with two strong snare hits, two ghost notes, and one short roll at the end. Then process it with EQ8, drum bus, and saturator. Add one reversed slice before the drop. Bounce it to audio and listen back. If you want to level it up, make three versions, one clean and minimal, one heavier and more processed, and one darker with more reverb and reverse tension. Comparing those three versions will train your ear fast. So to recap, the workflow is, choose a good break, warp it tightly, slice it to MIDI, rebuild it into a jungle-style fill, process it with stock Ableton devices, and automate the energy into the drop. That's the heart of warp jungle transition design in Ableton Live 12. And honestly, once you learn this, you can use it everywhere. Rolling DNB into a jungle burst, halftime into a full energy drop, atmospheric intro into a drum switch up, all of it. Same idea, different flavor. Keep the rhythm alive, shape the energy, and let the transition drive the track forward. That's the move.